little Saturday morning happy music. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Broadcast very nearly Arizona statewide. We reach about 90% of the Arizona population through 10 different radio stations. If you can hear us, you can call us for free, 1-888-767-4348. We're here every Saturday morning with the goal of becoming your best friend. If you have any question, anxiety, or concern or problem about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here to answer any question you might have. Put our 45 years of home remodeling and building experience to work for you. You have a project you're trying to tackle? Me and my son and co-host, Romy Romero, who has been by my side at the construction company in the studio for, what is it now, bud? Going on about 12, 13 years?
In the studio.
In the studio. And you were at my side in the field for a lot longer than that. So he's here. I'm here. My wife is here. She takes your call. Again, it's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, makes sure that the beam is properly aimed at the right satellite to reach the your house. And it's the miracle of radio and the miracle of telecommunications. You, there sitting in Turkey Creek in the Chiricahuas, may have a problem with your fence posts. Well, you can call me sitting in the broadcast studio in Central Phoenix, 230 miles away, and we can talk just like we're sitting across that fence, and I can answer your question. You know, every single business and board meeting I sit in, we always start with, we call the meeting to order, and we start with old business.
Do and we have old business?
I think we ought to start in the 9 o'clock hour, just covering old business. And we had a show a couple weeks ago where a woman was highly concerned. I think it was even just last week about the radon level inside her home. Radon is not a topic I'm an expert on. She kind of caught me flat-footed, and she had readings in her house of about 2.5 to 3.5. Okay,
well, 3.5 what milligrams percent?
It's just the reading that you get. And naturally occurring radon is uranium, radioactive uranium, which is a natural occurring ingredient in the Arizona soil. As a matter of fact, in all soil. If you looked at a radon map, a zone map, the entire state of Arizona is considered a moderate potential zone. Hmm. So it's not like we're in the higher exposures of some parts of the United States, were a moderate potential. And radon, naturally in the environment, as you're walking across the McDowell Mountain Park or walking across up at Goldwater Lake fishing, or if you're hiking the Santa Catalinas, is about 0.4. Hmm. Now, the EPA recommends if you, inside your house, score above a 4.0, so 10 times the natural occurring levels, that's the point you need to consider radon mitigation at your house. There are kits you can buy, and there are various ways that you can test. You can buy a short-term kit that lets you test in 5 to 7 days. You mail this canister off to the laboratory. They get the results the very same day, and they notify you. The more accurate way to test is the long-term kits, where you actually set the collector in the house for 90 days. So the short-term kits, the kit and the postage and the testing, all three things all included, is $15. Okay? So it's probably worth doing it. Do you know radon poisoning is the second cause of lung cancer in the United States behind smoking?
No.
And if you smoke and live in high levels of radon concentration, your health is probably in serious jeopardy.
Oh, they doubled down.
So you can get this tested for $15. That's a short-term test. The more accurate long-term test is $34. Okay? So there are easy ways for you to check this inside your own home. Now, what happens is as this uranium is decomposing and it's releasing this radioactive radon into the atmosphere, we build our houses tighter and tighter and tighter so no air can sneak out and no air can sneak in. But the radon finds a way in through a crack in the slab. Or if you're on floor joists, the cracks in the subflooring, okay? And as it leaks in, the houses are built so tight, it's hard for it to escape. So the levels build up and build up and build up. So it's worth, for the cost of this, it's worth getting the test done and taking a look at. It's going to be highest in the winter in northern Arizona because your house is all closed up at that time. It's going to be highest in the summer in the lower parts of Arizona because, again, that's when your house is closed up. But when you've got the doors open or you're running the evap cooler or you're letting the natural breezes blow through the house, that's not the time to test your home. Test it when it's the most secured and closed up. That's when you'll be getting the highest levels of concentration. Run the test, and if you're under four, there's nothing to worry about.
Under four, nothing to worry about. And you had said something that I was thinking, does this apply to modular homes or trailer homes that are up on stilts and you've got some breeze underneath?
It's a good question, but I would think not. I would think that at ventilation gap there would
keep it.
Now, you insulate that and you put the screen walls down to the grade to keep the critters out from under the house. Well, once you skirt it and insulate it, well, then again you might want to consider testing it. So radon testing, if it needs to be mitigated, there are ways to do that. And our friends at Arizona Foundation Solutions will operate statewide in mitigating high levels of radon in your house. It's actually like putting a ventilation system under your house that actually sucks the radon out and exits it to the atmosphere above your house through a vent pipe and a blower fan. It's actually a pretty simple technology, but it takes some pretty specialized equipment to install it. And not horribly expensive. So... And we found a second advantage to it in the homes that we're installing it in. It's also a great way to contain the soil moisture content below your slab. So you stop all the heaving problems that we have throughout Arizona. Heaving and clay soils are absolutely a much bigger problem in Arizona than radon. But we're cross fertilizing
one
this
solving
technology.
The other.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's kind of cool.
So that's our old business.
Let's move on to the new business, baby. In the third hour today, we're going to be talking about the most dangerous room in the house.
Garage?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Kitchen?
Nope.
Huh? All right. Well, I guess I'll have to find out.
You'll find out. 10 o'clock.
New business starts with Glenn working on a leaky faucet. Go ahead, Glenn.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I have a Moen faucet in my master shower. I took the set screw off to get the handle off so I can replace the cartridge. I can't get the handle off. It looks like it's stuck on from hard water. What do you recommend? I can't seem to get any CLR or anything behind the valve, really, to loosen or behind the handle to get it off. What do you gentlemen recommend?
I'm going to back up and just spot check you here a minute. The water to the house is turned off, correct?
I will do that, obviously. Before
okay.
Yes.
Glenn, it just takes more muscle. It's stuck in there, and if you can't tap it with a little hammer, I know plumbers that will take a plumber's torch to it and heat the body up, and that will be just enough sometimes to break it loose. Once you've removed that pin, there's nothing holding it in except the corrosion, baby.
I'm talking about the set screw on the handle. You're right, that pin is out. It's like an Allen wrench nut and it's off all the way. So I haven't pulled the cartridge. I mean, I got to get the handle off before I get to the cartridge, obviously.
Okay.
And that's what you're saying, just a little bit of heat and tapping.
Well, looking on the side of that shower valve, there should be like a horseshoe-shaped pin that slides in the side of the body.
And all you'll see is a little rectangle head that you grab with a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
No, I got to get the handle off first before I even get to that X-shaped pin to pull the cartridge out. That's what I'm saying, is the handle is stuck onto the Moen cartridge valve. And it's not a pull, it's off on single handle. It doesn't pull.
Okay, try heating it. Worst case, you're not talking about an expensive valve there. Worst case, you're going to destroy the handle to get to it, replace the cartridge, and you may end up having to buy a whole nother valve body to it. Now, here's a trick. If that's what you have to do, this is the one time I'm going to encourage you. Go to one of the big box stores and buy the matching lav set. And when you look at the serial number on the box, make sure it ends in the initial P. That means that it's plastic, okay? That'll cost you about one-third what the brass version of that valve will cost you. And that's okay, because all you're buying it for is the decorative handle to go on the stem when you get it all put back together.
In a sense, but if he's replacing the cartridge behind it as well, you'll at least want to get the brass cartridge.
I think the cartridges are all the same, whether it's a plastic bodied valve or a brass valve. I think the cartridge is identical in either case.
Just be careful that you don't pull so hard you don't create a leak behind the wall. It's very easy. That's copper. If it wasn't correctly secured, or if it's a little rusted at the joint, or not even rust, but like corroded.
Or if he's got forearms like Popeye.
So when you're pulling, try and pull as straight as you can, and you can use the claw of a hammer and build up next to it. So if it's a 2-inch separation off the wall, put a couple 2x4s, and then put the head of the hammer with the claw teeth, so you're pulling much straighter instead of bringing the hammer all the way back to an angle that it would require when you hit the wall. So build it up a little bit to try and get that pull as straight as you can.
Good luck, Glenn. Again, a lot of times a little heat with a plumbing torch will solve the problem, or at least get it to move just a little bit. And once you move it 1/1000th of an inch, the rest of it's going to be easy. It's just getting that first little break.